You have crossed over to Ondangwa Studio. A very good morning to you, Namibia. A very good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen, and others, because there are those who might not know where they stand. And good morning to you, my dear listener, and welcome to your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM, Namibia. So, it is Saturday morning. How is your Saturday morning? Wherever you find yourself, well, it's quite very hot, very hot at this part of the world. It's getting hotter and hotter. It's getting hotter here. We gotta get our clothes off. You know, it's getting hot in the north, and hopefully, you know, wherever you are, it's a little bit much cooler than here. So good morning and welcome to Mind Matter, your weekly show of insight and understanding for a healthier and happier mind. So I'm your host, Mike Oshoveri, and I'm so glad you are joining me this morning. So it's the 27th of September, 2025. It's only about 3 days left before we say goodbye. Bye-bye to September and welcome October. So the year is coming towards the end. And well, as Helene was saying, actually, you know, make sure that you plan ahead. Don't get with your pants down when it's come to the end of the year, where you feel, well, should I go home? I shouldn't, or whatever. So prepare ahead. Make sure that you prepare ahead. So, but welcome to Mind Matters. And this is now the show where we look at issues, you know, social patterns, psychological patterns and social factors that affect how we think, how we feel, and how we make decisions in life. You know, from now until the hour of 1 o'clock, we call this period, these hours, a mental health hours, where we invite you, where I invite you, wherever you find yourself, in whatever situation you may find yourself, you're most welcome. Use this platform. We created this platform. Eagle FM created this platform for you to come through if you find yourself in some situation. If you have questions as well, you know, regarding issues of mental health. So we don't promise to solve your problems, but what we can promise, we will be listening to you, and we may actually direct you to where you can actually find help. So good morning. And welcome, and yeah, this is your platform. You most welcome to come through at any point, as when you have an issue, when you have an emergency. It's not really an emergency issue, but if you have a question or anything that you would like to share or experience that you're going through and you want to share with that, that has to do with mental issues, you are most welcome. And we know what is happening in our country, so Helene was talking about financial issues. So we see that there are so many people that are going through financial troubles, and maybe you find yourself in the same situation. I'm not promise you I'm going to give you money, but I promise you I can talk to you and we can discuss together and finding probably the way how we can, how you can deal with that emotionally and psychologically. So I may not promise you to say, well, this is where you're going to get actually money. This is how you're going to get out of your debt. Well, but what I can promise you, I can discuss with you how you can deal with the emotions and a psychological impact that you are going through and how you can handle it. That I can promise you to do. Welcome. And today we have got an incredible important topic lined up for you in these 2 hours, and I think we're gonna go a little bit deep. We are going to go deep into something that actually touches all of us. This is a topic that touches all of us. This is a topic come from a workshop that that I was actually conducting. It's a workshop on forgiveness. Forgiveness as an important part of your mental health. So, and there are certain aspects that I felt, well, this through the interaction with participants, there are a lot of things that came out from through experience, people that shared, and also some of the input that I facilitated. So, and I felt, well, that is, these are some of the things that probably we can bring on the show, because how it transformed the perspective and understanding of the people who participated in the workshop. So, yeah, and I think that let's have some of those information and put it out there in the program and see how your reaction would be. And maybe you will be able to take out something out of it. So, yeah, what we're talking about, we will talk about the liberating power of forgiveness, and specifically looking at forgiveness as a part of your mental health. So, and why this on the show? Why should I decide? Because, remember this, because this is very important now, all right? I want you to understand this, because, and I want you to understand in the context why we're talking about this. So that you can understand and maybe find it interesting to listen and stay tuned. Now, because the reasons why we go into this is because we carry things. All right? You and I, we carry things. We carry, you know, small things, you know, we carry small things. We carry big things. And sometimes we carry this for days, sometimes only for days. Sometimes we carry this for many, many years. We carry this for months, and sometimes we carry this for years. So you know what you're carrying. Now, so when we're talking about, think about in terms of forgiveness, the reasons why there are certain things that we are carrying that we can't forgive, for example, okay? We're carrying certain things that we, it could be thoughts, it could be emotions that we are carrying. Mostly it's those. We carry thoughts and we carry emotions. Mostly it's that. When you talk about forgiveness, we're actually talking about, you know, these heavy feelings and thoughts that we carry. That's all when we talk about forgiveness, it's actually your emotions, it's those heavy emotions, and I will talk about that. Like heavy emotion and thought. Now, we carry this. Now, we carry these small things, these big things, sometimes big, and we carry this for years and years and years, sometimes. Some people for a few days, and then maybe they go through for this process, and then, you know. So, now, those things now, so the problem is this. Those things we carry changes us physically, they changes us our social relationship, they changes who we are. All right? Those things we carry. If you carry something that you can't forgive, if you carry a sentiment, okay? Let's say if you carry a sentiment, if you carry resentment, if you carry some bitterness, if you carry anger, if you carry some vengeance, if you carry some retribution, whatever the case may be, eh? So what happened is that, so that actually those things change you physically, it changes you, your social relationship, it changes yourself as well, how you see yourself. It changes how you sleep, for example. You might find yourself there have been years that you couldn't sleep. I'm just giving a certain example. You can't sleep. Why? Because of what you carry. Okay. Is it because of what you carry? Is what is inside you? Remember this, all the things that we're talking, anger, resentment, revenge, or whatever, those kind of feelings, and are in you. And they may cause, you know, and they may cause a physical impact. They may have a physical impact on you. They may have psychological impact on you. And they may have also identity impact on you. So, how you how this now, these things change how you sleep. I'm giving you just an example how you sleep, how now you relate, you know, how you relate to other people and how you relate to yourself, and also how you see yourself. So I want to give you that background, and that's why this is very important. I'm not talking in terms of forgiveness, in terms of religious, you know, forgiveness, but I'm talking to you in terms of psychological forgiveness. So now, today, we talk about letting go, letting some of that go. Okay? So we will talk about letting some of that go, and we will look at how the mind works with forgiveness. That's what we're going to look at, how your mind works with forgiveness. We will also talk about the other very important aspect when it comes to forgiveness is guilt and shame. Guilt and shame, those are very important aspects when it comes to forgiveness. So we will talk about that. And we will look at also something that very came out in that, as I said, came out in that workshop, is also false forgiveness. All right? So if you want to know what is false forgiveness, we will talk about that. Stay tuned. And then another important part, very component, important part of the of forgiveness is revenge. So we will examine revenge, and also if we have enough time, we're going to also look at some practical steps you can use to forgive yourself and to forgive others. So as you can see, there's so much that we are going to discuss, and I want you to be part of that. I want you to be part of this of this discussion. Especially, you can come through with your experience, the experience that you yourself maybe have gone through that have changed completely your life, or what you're struggling with. So are you struggling with forgiving somebody? Are you struggling even forgiving yourself? You know? So make sure that you come through and we can talk about it. So now let's start off with let's have Bryan Adams, Please Forgive Me. Let's start with a song that have a little bit of forgiveness in it. So Bryan Adams, Please Forgive Me, and we will be back. Stop loving you. Please forgive me by Brian Adams. A beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song. Good morning. And if you just welcome, if you're just joining us, our time is about 24 minutes past the hour of 11. And this is Mind Meta. This period from 11 to 12. To 1 o'clock, we call this time, we call these hours a mental health hours. So welcome, and today we're talking about the liberating power, of the power of forgiveness, and we're looking at forgiveness as an important part of your mental health. So now let's start from the very beginning. So what is forgiveness? If I ask you, what is forgiveness? Because there's a lot of, because there is a lot of misconception out there about forgiveness. Now, and I want you to, I'm a philosopher. So I like people to think. So I love people to think. All right. Now, let's say, for example, someone done for something for you. Let's look at that process. Someone done something to you, and you say, I forgive you. When you say you forgive you, does it mean just because you say you forgive somebody, the process, the feeling of, let's say, for example, the feeling of bitterness, the feeling of anger, is it gone? So when you just said, I forgive you, does it mean automatically the anger, the resentment within you, is it gone? No. You still actually have those. So when you say, I forgive you, if you haven't gone through the personal, individual, internal process of letting go of those heavy feelings and thoughts, you know, if you haven't gone through that, you can tell somebody, I forgive you, but if you haven't gone through those individual, voluntary, internal process of letting go of those heavy feelings and thoughts, you haven't forgiven it. You haven't forgiven. So what I'm trying to say is that forgiveness is about letting go of those heavy feelings, of those heavy negative thoughts, or whatever thoughts you have, thoughts of resentment, thought of anger, thought of bitterness, thought of, you know, the persistent of revenge, of vengeance that you, of vengeance that you have. So it lies within you, you know. Now, what forgiveness means, okay, and listen to me so that you understand this better. What forgiveness means, I am going through a personal, I'm going through individual, internal process so that I'm okay with whatever you have done, so that it doesn't have impact on me, on my feelings and on my thoughts. You following? So that's what forgiveness is all about. I'm talking now from psychological point of view, is that I'm actually going through an internal, to be forgiving is that I'm going through an internal process that make me feel okay with what, it doesn't mean, I'm not condoning what you have done, I'm not actually, you know, saying what you have done is right, what you have done is correct, or whatever. I'm saying I'm going through a personal or individual process, or individual internal process within myself, you know, to be okay with that circumstance, with that event, with you, you know, so that whatever you have done, you know, it doesn't have impact on my feeling, it doesn't have impact of my thought. So I'm letting go of these heavy feelings, of this thought of resentment. It's a process within me. And if you haven't done that, you haven't forgiven. It's not just about telling the person, yes, I've forgiven you. No. So, and we're going to talk about the difference between forgiveness and reconciliation. So do you understand now? Okay. So forgiveness is an internal, is an individual, voluntary internal process. It's about letting go of those heavy feelings, as I said, because what you forgive, it's that even if you said, I forgive you, what you forgive is not outside of you. What if you forgive, it means that I'm going through a process of being okay, all right, of being okay of what happened, of being okay of what happened, so that what happened, it has no longer impact on how I feel and how I think and how I do things. That is the process. That's what forgiveness is all about. All right? So, and now the other aspect is that this is directed to someone. It's directed to someone. It could be directed to someone outside of self. It could be also directed to ourselves. Okay? So now, it's directed to someone or directed to ourselves. When you believe that someone has done something wrong, you know, has wronged us. You understand? The kind of these heavy feelings you have and thought you have of bitterness and anger, the reason you have those feelings and of bitterness and anger and resentment is because you believe someone has done something wrong to you. Do you understand? Now, think in terms of what if that person haven't said sorry or anything? You keep caring. Do you remember at the beginning I said, we are caring things. You keep caring this thought, this person have done this to me, this person have done this to me. So you carry this resentful for the rest of your life. Because the other person will never come back, will never come to you and say, I'm sorry. So forgiveness, it has to do with an internal, as I said, internal process. Eh? So it's a personal choice about how we choose to process what happened. Okay? I want you to follow, please. All right? So it's a process of a personal choice. It's a personal choice about how we choose to process what happened. You can refuse. You can still. You can carry on. You can carry on. Carry on carrying these heavy feelings of resentment. You can go on for the rest of your life. Because it's a choice. That's why it's a personal choice. You can go on carrying that resentment, that bitterness, that anger. You can do that for the rest of your life. And remember what I said. That also have an effect on your physical, have effect physically on you, has effect psychologically on you, and have also effect on your social relationship. So it is a personal choice about how we choose to process what happened. Now, there are three ways how commonly people choose to process what happened. Okay? I mean, talking about in terms of forgiveness. So now I'm putting in three ways. One is decision-based forgiveness. All right? Decision-based forgiveness. Okay? So one is actually through decision-based forgiveness. So we have a decision-based forgiveness, which is really about your willpower. Okay? Your willpower. It's a conscious choice. To say, you're consciously saying, well, it's not going to help me to carry on with this resentment, to carry on with this bitterness, to carry on with this anger it doesn't serve me. It's actually hurting me. So it's a conscious choice you make and say, I'm going to work on letting go of this. I'm going to work on letting this go. You understand? That's a decision-based forgiveness. You decide it's not going to serve me. It doesn't serve me anyway. This anger, it doesn't serve me. This is actually only bringing me problem because I can't sleep at night. You know, I try to avoid the person wherever I see them. I'm just, you know, there's tension in the house. Or it could be like you are living in the same house. We're avoiding each other. And then it comes to a decision-based forgiveness that it's not serving me, either me as personally or either our social environment, or our relationship. And therefore you decided, okay, it doesn't serve me. I'm going to work on letting this go. I'm going to work on letting this go. So that's a decision-based forgiveness. Okay. So, and I want you to think about that. And there is also the mental forgiveness. Now, the mental forgiveness is which involves a shift in perspective. So a shift in perspective, it's about looking at the situation differently. So now you have a time, maybe the time when it happened, you have this kind of perspective are looking at it. And then now you are shifting. Now you're looking at it, looking at the situation differently. Perhaps understanding it from a different angle or from another angle, and or reframing its meaning in your mind. Okay? All right. Let's, for example, okay? This person actually just ran in front of you, okay? On a traffic, okay? You're driving and this person ran in front of you. All right. Now, you keep thinking, you know, even this happened in the morning and later on at home, you actually still actually thinking about this person, and this, you still actually get angry about it. And you still actually get angry about it. Thinking about it, it make you angry. And you can't just let it go. All right? Now, change of perspective, shifting of a perspective, it could be, well, maybe they were in a hurry. What if they were in a hurry to take someone to the hospital? What if they were in a hurry, there was some kind of emergency? Now, that's a shift of, that shift in perspective changes how you, it starts to changes how you feel, isn't it? All right? So that's a process of forgiveness. So that's the reframe, you reframing the meaning of that situation. What could that situation mean in your mind? Okay? And that changes how you feel. Let's go to the caller quickly and see what he has to say. Very good morning. Welcome to Mind Matters.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Oshoveri.
Good morning, Uncle Bona. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you too, sir?
I'm all right.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your topic. It's so important for our survival.
Yeah.
For us to have a sound mind, to have a spirit, not guilty before men and God.
Yeah.
They say exercise your conscience to avoid toward men and gods. I mean, you know, gods and men, actually.
Yeah.
So if you have the unforgiving spirit, you carry it on your shoulder or within your mind. I'm not condoning the issue of being annoyed because of other people's action and behavior.
Yeah.
But the moment you carry that grudge within yourself, then obviously that is going to, you are actually going to kill yourself.
Yeah, actually, who is that grudge is hurting? It's hurting you. Yeah.
It's yourself. And many people, many a times we think that, yeah, even when you see the person coming from there,
yeah,
you are already bitter, you are already boiling, as if you want to jump on the person.
You just remind of me, I had an old man, it's a client, he came and he wanted to commit suicide. Saying, I'm going to commit suicide because these people have taken part of my land. Okay.
Yeah.
Some member family have taken part of his land. And then he said, I'm going to kill myself so that they can feel bad. You know, my killing myself, it's actually to make them feel bad for taking my land. And I said, well, how does that actually serve you? How does that actually, what pleasure are you taking out, you getting out of it when you are gone? You understand? So, and your children and all that. So yeah, it's exactly that, the same kind of thinking where people think, okay, holding this grudge would actually make the other person feel whatever, but they don't feel anything. You know, you are the one who's going through this process.
You see, now you can see the consequence.
Yeah.
And sometimes we are not aware of those consequences, the impact.
Exactly, yeah.
That your death through that manner, and people will not be pleased. And again, the other thing is that there are always choyone akuti ano venenge ukarata viri atakemba dai manje.
Yeah.
So it is all like you used to say, how you approach that particular situation.
Yeah.
Your emotion. So Eleni gave us an assignment that next time she's going to talk about emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
Issue of self-awareness, self-regulation, and all these kind of issues.
Yeah.
Mm. And you know, many a times, if you know, these things of superficial forgiveness.
Yeah.
These artificial ones. The one that we say, you know, those are just artificial. Yeah.
I have even a component here about false reconciliation, false forgiveness. Yeah.
So, and that kind of forgiveness will not heal you, will not help us anything.
Exactly. Yeah.
You can now even see how the person wants to. And the other person who was actually acted unethically, that something that made him or her angry or annoyed to that level, the person is just enjoying himself.
Exactly.
He's living peacefully.
Yeah.
With his family and the children, taking care of the things and things like that. Or maybe if he was also stressed by that moment, maybe when you crashed.
Yeah. You are fooling so here, but they're having a good party at home. You know?
Oh, imagine, man. So this kind of awareness that we are being taught in education,
yeah.
I just do not understand, because especially men, we have that strong kind of, I don't know, ego is not really in the negative, but we have that tendency of becoming so bitter, to the point of killing ourselves.
Exactly, yeah.
So, and again, you are going to hurt the whole community. And you now give them even a way that, yes, this is how to sort out problems or differences in misunderstanding and misconception that we were talking about.
Yeah.
So it's so bad that we seriously need to go in. So maybe you need to have more clients.
Yeah.
Clients coming and interacting and mind matters, because the way we imagine things, it is a real problem. So let's have that substantive kind of forgiveness.
Yeah.
The genuine one.
Yeah.
Because if you forgive that one, automatically it brings you, it ministers peace unto you.
Exactly.
You realize it that, yes, no. This person that I was angry at, so it's just my own brothers. And you put yourself in that manner, in that position. Mm. In fact, you will be the one now to be, oh, my brothers, so please, I wasn't happy with these things, and also, I'm really sorry, even though you were angry. That person will never come to you. It's yourself to reconcile your mind with yourself.
Yeah.
So, Mike,
yeah.
I think it's fine. Let me listen more.
Okay.
So, this is a healing, what is it?
Processes,
antidote.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, antidote. You know, my boss always called antidote. Mm. So this anti kind of depression and all this other issue that is leading us to hell, actually.
Yeah.
Good.
All right, man. Thank you.
Mm. All the best.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. No, thank you. Thank you, Uncle Bora, for coming through. Yeah. I was talking about, first of all, I was talking about willpower, where you decided, actually, this doesn't help me. This bitterness, this kind of anger, it doesn't help me. And you decided, it doesn't say help maybe my relationship, it doesn't help maybe my, you know, it has impact, a physical impact. I mean, if you're angry most of the time, it would have a physical impact on you, and it will have a psychological impact on you. So there's that decision-based forgiveness where you decide basically based on your willpower to say, I'm going to work on letting this go, okay? So because it doesn't benefit me. In fact, it does that disadvantage me, if you like, if you can put it that way. So, and then I said we have then the mental forgiveness process which involves a shift in perspective, okay? Let somebody, for example, told you about something. Your girlfriend is cheating on you, okay? So what when you hear that, what happened? You start to have this heavy feeling, you know, of being betrayed. of being betrayed. But then when you hear the truth, let's say, for example, when you hear the truth, the process happened within you. When you hear the truth, you know, the your mental process actually then, when you have a different place, I mean, when you're looking at a situation differently, you know, that understanding from another angle, that reframing that you create in your mind, also then create that kind of it's lower your stress hormone, you know, where you're not actually angry or, you know, or something like that. You understand? So we have this mental forgiveness, and then we have the emotional forgiveness. The emotional forgiveness is we have which is the most profound one. It's the most profound one and perhaps the most challenging one. It's about actually changing the emotion you feel associated with the hurt. You know, the emotions that you actually attach to the hurting. So moving from anger to a sense of peace, for example. So that's the most challenging one. So because, as I said, you can easily actually tell somebody, I've forgiven you. But have you moved? Maybe something that Uncle Bono was talking about. Have you gone through a process, that internal process, that actually helped you now to moving from those emotions of hurt to the emotions of peace? So that emotional forgiveness is, as I said, is the most challenging one, and it's most the most difficult one actually, and probably gonna pay much more attention to that. So, but both of them, it's not what I'm talking about in terms that I want you to understand that these are component in terms of our internal process when we decide to forgive. You understand? So we can look in terms of basically on the decision that you make, that no, this is not helping me, and therefore I need to change. It's not in my benefit. It's not in my favor. So I need to change the situation. Or it could be just, you know, a change of perspective. The change of perspective, a change of meaning of the situation definitely would that lower the intensity of the feeling that you have, or completely, you know, you start to see the person in different way. Okay. Let's say, for example, this person was, as I said, you break up with this person and you really have strong feeling with this person about this person of what they have done. But then over time, you see them actually completely change the way they behave. Maybe not towards you. You don't talk to them anymore. They own their own, and you can see them actually completely change, do things totally different. So you're looking at them from a different perspective now. And that would actually soften your heart a little bit. Oh, so you started to, so a different meaning attaching to that hurt create that forgiveness, you know, create that process. And then, as I said, the emotional forgiveness is the hard one, because now we have invested so much in those emotions. It's very difficult. It's very difficult moving away from those emotions. Because we have invested so much. We invested in our thinking process into it. We invested in our, you know, our energy into it. So to move away from that, it's very, very difficult. And I want you to understand, when you understand these processes within you, you've been able to see now, okay, where am I? Okay, where am I? So now, and let's be clear now. And something also the Uncle Bona actually mentions. Let's be clear now. So clear, there are some common misunderstanding when it comes to forgiveness. Forgiveness is not pardoning. Okay? So it's not pardoning. So you could be possibly, you know, you may not actually have gone to the person and say, I'm sorry. It's part of it. But it's not necessarily pardoning. It's that you may actually forgiven somebody without necessarily going to them and said, hey, I have forgiven you. You know? And sometimes that can come into the way how you relate to people. You see them, usually you don't actually greet them. You know, you more. Now you started actually greeting them. You haven't told them, I have forgiven you, but, you know, their presence, it doesn't affect you anymore. You know, their presence, it doesn't affect you anymore in the way that used to. So let's say, for example, the person is the one who have offended you. You know, you may not have gone to them and said, well, I have forgiven you. You know, that's why I said it doesn't mean pardoning. You know, necessarily you have to go to the person and said, I have pardoned you. You know, you can still actually pardon the person without really, you know, you can still forgive the person without pardoning them. Do you understand? There's a difference there. So, and that's why I said these are common misunderstandings. So it's not condoning. So meaning you don't have to agree with what happened. Eh? Or think it was okay. So when you're forgiving somebody, it doesn't mean you are saying what they have done is okay. So it doesn't mean that. It just that means, remember what I explained to you. It means that I have gone through a process within myself not to let me affected by what happened. Okay? So I have gone through that process, individual process within my internally to make sure that what happened to me, it has no impact on me. It shouldn't affect me in the way how I think, how I relate to people, and how I behave, how I make my choices. So I am okay within me, I'm okay with what happened, but I'm not condoning it. Do you understand? There's a difference there. So it doesn't mean what happened, it's okay now, I'm okay with that. No. So it's also, it's certainly not excusing an offense. So you're not excusing an offense. Some people think that, are you now excused of what they have done to you? No. I'm not excusing that. It's just that I haven't become a slave. You know, I have, my life is not being dictated by what I have done to me. So because I have become, you become emotionally and psychologically, you become a slave of what the person have done to you. So whenever you see them, you know, the blood goes up. Then you are being controlled by your past, by whatever that person have done to you. You are not in charge. You're not in control. Huh? So certainly is not excusing an offense. It's not that, you know, forgiveness is excusing an offense, but it's also definitely not forgetting about it. So it's also because you have other people who said, well, do you forget what they have done to you? You can forgive someone. You can forgive someone and still remember what happened. You can still remember what happened. So that's not what it means. And in fact, remembering is often part of the process. Yeah? Because if we can't remember, then how can we forgive? If we can't remember, we can't forgive. You have to remember to forgive. And very importantly, forgiveness is not necessary reconciliation. Forgiveness is not necessary reconciliation. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit further later on. There is a distinction, you know. That's because it is a big one, okay? There is a distinction between forgiveness and reconciliation. So, yeah, I just wanted to make sure that those, we understand those common misunderstanding that comes when we talk about forgiveness. So then let's look at why forgiveness then, you know, so why bother with all this now? Let me put it in that way. So as an individual, as a community, why bother with all this? You know, why is forgiveness so crucial for our mental health? Why is it so crucial for our mental health? So now I want you to consider this. If you haven't forgiven, okay? Now, if you haven't forgiven, part of your inner life energy, okay? Listen to me. So part of your inner life energy is essentially trapped. You know, your part of your inner life energy is trapped. He's trapped. Where is he trapped? He's trapped in resentment. Think this very carefully. He's trapped in resentment. He's trapped in anger. He's trapped in pain. He's trapped in suffering. He's trapped in suffering of some kind. Okay? You know, and you have to think of it like an anchor holding you down. So you're trapped when you can't forgive, your inner life energy is essentially trapped. This trapped life energy, this emotional baggage, you can call it that way, emotional baggage. Now, the problem now, that emotional baggage, that trapped life energy, what would it do? It will limit you. Where it will limit you? It limits you in your choices. It limits you in your perspective. It limits you in your capacity of joy, of being able to be happy. Eh? So, follow carefully. Now, that's why I said this is very crucial for our mental health. Eh? Because that part of your inner life energy, that your life energy is trapped. It's trapped in anger. It's trapped in pain. It's trapped in suffering. Eh? As you woke up, when you just woke up, you wake up to being trapped in this, you know, in this kind of suffering. And then definitely because you are trapped in that, you are now, you have this emotional baggage, you know, you become limited. This baggage limits you. As I said, now it limits your choices. And this is what I want you to understand. It limits your choices. Because there are certain things you can't do because based on that, eh? Okay, let's say, for example, you want to go on Dara Kuya Kongati. You can't go there because so-and-so is there. You see, your choice is already limited. Eh? It's already limited because so-and-so is there, which you don't want to speak to. Eh? Or maybe think of the work environment. Eh? Work environment. Your choices will be limited as well. When you can't talk to somebody, what happened? Whenever... Okay, so-and-so is in the kitchen and you wanted to make coffee. Now you can't go and make, you can't go and make coffee because so-and-so is there. And here I'm just giving you basic, basic examples. You can think of that in other component of life. Yeah. So, or you can't go, you know, maybe, this is your colleague, and you were supposed to go together to a meeting. Let's say, for example, a meeting in outside the country. Now you have to come up with some excuses that you can't go. You know, you see how that actually limits your exposure. It limits your exposure because you don't want to go with this person because of whatever the case may be. Now you are trapped. You are trapped in those anger. You are trapped in those pain, in those suffering. And as I said, they will limit you. They will limit your choices. They will limit your perspective. Eh? The way you look at certain people because of the what you are trapped in by not forgiving, you know. So it limits your perspective and even your joy, your capacity of joy. All right? So I want you to think this critically. This is for you, not for the other person. Eh? This is for you. Eh? Forgiveness is had to do with you. It has nothing at all to do with the other person. So we'll come back after this commercial quickly.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
So welcome back. This is Unpacking. Mind Matters. So welcome to our back. Welcome back to Mind Matters. And it's about 12 o'clock. We will be going up to 1 o'clock. So, and I invite you, if you have an experience, if you are going through, if there's something I'm saying and you, I want your contribution as well. If I'm saying something and you really feel that, yeah, I have gone through that, or this is the difficult I'm going through. So I'm inviting you to come through. Okay. I'm inviting you to come through. And share your experience as well, and how you think as well on what we're discussing. So, but I have so much that I also want to give it to you. So, yeah, Uncle Bona said, you mentioned on grudges. When we hold on to grudges, okay, when we hold on to grudges, when we continuously replay hurtful event in our mind. So because that's what we do, we continuously replay this hurtful event in our mind. We are essentially actually feeding those negative emotions, you know? So because that becomes now, when we constantly do that, continuously do that, replay hurtful, we are feeding the negative emotions. That's what you do. You are feeding your negative emotions all the time. So, and our minds are powerful things, okay? That's one thing that you have to remember. Our minds are powerful things. These unresolved hurts can influence the choices we make. As I said, they influence the choices we make, the belief we hold, and even the attitude we adopt. So, as I said, always this emotional baggage is limiting us. So, when you have this unresolved hurt, so that are sitting, as I said, that are trapped. This is a life energy that is trapped in you. So definitely that has influence. It has influence on your choices we make, influence on the choices you make. It has influences on your belief, the belief that you hold. Eh? So did you find yourself sometime where you said, I don't like that person? Sometimes you don't even know the person. It comes from some hurt that you may not even probably recognize. Eh? So certain character, it might not be the character of the person specifically, but a character of someone in your life. Eh? It's the hurt that probably unresolved, and that person is just reminding you of certain, you know, of certain events, or which you might not even at that point when you're on your conscious level, you might not even thinking about that, but your subconscious actually feeds you. That's why I said the when you're holding on grudges, because the grudges is within you. When you continue to replay these hurtful events in your mind, okay, we are feeding those negative emotions. Okay, and then definitely that would have influence. So when you have this energy within you, this trapped energy within you, then that energy can influence now how you make choices, how you the belief that you hold, and also the attitude we normally adopt. So if you are constantly expecting, say for example, if you are constantly expecting the worst. Eh? If you are constantly expecting the worst from people because of past experiences, that's your unforgiving past influences your present. So this is now your past, your unforgiving past influencing your present. Eh? So do you understand? So, but the good news is, and this is the good news. This is the gospel, okay? The good news. Forgiveness is the key that unlocks that trap. Eh? If you want to unlock that trap, you got to forgive. So forgiveness helps us break free from limiting beliefs, from attitudes that are no longer serving us. Eh? You gotta let go because it doesn't serve you. Remember the decision-based forgiveness that talks. It's where you realize this, it doesn't serve me anymore. This anger, this resentment, it doesn't serve me anymore. Eh? People are going on with their life. What do I get out of it? Is sleepless nights where I can't sleep? I maybe have a high blood pressure, hypertension. You know, I may have, you know, panic attacks, all coming from, you know, from you being unforgiveness, from resentment, bitterness, and all that. So, but then forgiveness, it's helped to break free from some of these limiting beliefs and some of this attitude, and that, as I said, that no longer actually, you know, serving us. And it is, believe me, it is incredibly powerful in combating those annoying thought patterns, you know, those patterns that can lead to fear, those can lead to anxious, those lead to depression, and even panic attack, as I said. It's incredibly powerful. Eh? So when you choose to let go of the anger, okay, when you choose to let go of the anger, you essentially giving your nervous system, and this is very important, what you do is that you're giving your nervous system as much needed break. Okay? You are nourishing it with positive, life-enriching feeling instead of a constant stress hormone. You know, those stressful hormones. That's what you're doing now. So, and I want you to think about how your mind stores hurt. Your mind actually stores hurt. It stores everything. Joy, hurt, everything. Disappointment, all of it. Now I want you to think about how your mind stores, how it captures or stores hurt. Now, you replay it. You narrative it. You narrate it. They did this to me. They did this to me. They did this to me over and over and over. And the more you replay, the stronger your neural path, your pathways become strong, you know, become. So your neural pathway is like, think of this. There's something that you do more often. It becomes part of you. You know, you don't even think about it. It just comes naturally. You know, there are things that just come to you naturally because you do them often. Do you understand? So the way maybe you got into your shower, you don't think about now, you know, how you shower, you just do it without even thinking. Even sometimes when you get into the car, you don't even now think, okay, now I'm putting gear one. Okay, now I'm putting gear two. Okay, now I have to. You don't think of that. You just get into the car and you start driving without even, you see, it has become part of you. So that means because you pay more attention to that. So because it's that you replay it, you narrate it. Eh? Every time where you pay, you talk about, you know, why they did this to me. So they did this to me. They did this to me. They did. It becomes, you know, it your neural pathways become so strong. So that's the first thing that you actually now think about. Rumination, prime your nervous system to stay on alert, you know? So now it stays on alert. It keep your cortisol. This is your stress hormone. It keep your cortisol up all the time. And that keeps you anxious. And that keeps you, your heart racing all the time, that keep you sleepless night, and you see, it keeps your cortisol up, your stress hormone. So now, forgiveness then interrupt that circle. Eh? Forgiveness interrupt that circle. It does not wipe out the memory. It doesn't mean that it doesn't wipe out the memory of what happened. Instead, it weakens the automatic replay that you remember when I said it becomes second, you don't even think about, but it weakens that automatic replay. So you still remember, but the memory carries less charge. It now carries less charge. The overtime and overtime painful memories become facts and not daily threat anymore. All right? Let me give some kind of an example. Imagine you cut off the same thing I said earlier on. Okay? You cut off in the traffic. Yeah? And the driver screams at you. Yeah? You cut off and the driver is the one who actually scream at you. You go home and replay the face and the shout. You know, as you are at home, you still replay that face of that person and the shout, whatever they shout at you. 2 days later, you're still actually fuming. Eh? You're still actually fuming about that. So that is your brain stuck on the loop. That's actually your brain stuck in that circle. Now, a forgiveness step might be, now, that remember when we're talking about those processes in terms of either behavior-based, decision-based or mental forgiveness and emotional. So now, a forgiveness step might be, well, there might be stress. What is that? Oh, there might be stress. It's not about me. So it could be that they might be stressed. It might not be about me. It's more about them. So it is a small reframe. That's a very small, just a different perspective. It's a small reframe, and it dilutes the charge. It dilutes that the emotions that is going on within you. It just changes. So do you understand how that works? Okay? I want you to understand, because my main point is for you to understand how your mind works and how your body works, the process. So once you know, you can know where to interact. Okay? All right. So at some point, forgiveness also acts as a shield. Okay? Forgiveness also acts as a shield. It helps protect us from the negative effect of other people's behavior. Not by making their behavior acceptable. I want you to understand, it's not by making their behavior acceptable, but by helping us becoming more detached. You become more detached from its impact on us. So that's why I said it's a process that when we forgive, it's the process that we say, okay, I'm okay with what happened, but I'm not accepting. It's not that I'm making their behavior acceptable. I'm actually saying it's okay for me, so it's okay that I detach from that so that it doesn't have impact on me. Do you understand? So the reason why I'm saying it also acts as a shield, because no matter now, this person comes around, I'm not bothered by their behavior. I'm okay because I don't, no matter how their behavior is unacceptable, it doesn't impact me. I'm not going and now go to my room and cry and spend the whole day thinking why this is and why does they do this and why this to me and no. Eh? So do you understand? This is a process that takes place within us. And it helps us now to deal with even things that we can't tolerate, that we cannot tolerate. It becomes tolerable as long as that we not is not acceptable. Do you understand? There's a difference. I can tell that I don't tolerate that and I don't accept that, but I don't let what the people does have impact on me. Do you understand? That's what forgiveness does. That's what I'm saying. It acts as a shield. It protects you. It protects you from this negative effect of others' people's behavior. All right? So, are you following? So we learn to see, and in this process, we learn to see their action for what they are. So we learn to see their action of what they are, often reflection of their own issues, not necessarily me, rather than actually a personal attack that define my own wealth. You understand? It has nothing to do with me. It's a reflection of their own issues. So, and forgiveness normally, and this process of forgiveness allow us now to rise, if you want, to rise above difficult circumstances. So it helps us to find the inner strength, a newfound ability to handle situation, and even to navigate challenges or challenging relationship with more, you know, with more grace, with more really, with more calm, with more grace. So yeah, so forgiveness liberates us from the feeling of being a victim of circumstances. Okay, so it empowers us to shape how we are affected by the people and event in our lives. So it does empower us. Okay, so because we become in control, it put us back in the driver's seat of our own emotional well-being. All right, so when we come back, we're going to look into the guilt and the shame, and why the difference matter when it comes to forgiving yourself. So stay tuned. Let's have let's have Roman Keating, If Tomorrow Never Comes. Stay tuned.
Sometimes late at night, I lie awake and watch her sleeping. She's lost in peaceful dreams, so I turn out the light, lay there in the dark. And the thought crosses my mind, if I never wake in the morning, would she ever doubt the way I feel about her in my heart? If tomorrow you know how much I love her, did I try in every way to show her every day she's my only one? And if my time on earth were through, she must face this world. In the past, gonna be enough to last. If tomorrow never comes, 'cause I've lost loved ones in my life who never knew how much I loved them. Now I live with the regret that my true feelings for them never will reveal. So I made a promise to myself, say each day how much he means to me, and avoid that circumstance where there's no second chance. Tell her how I feel. If tomorrow never comes, will she know how much I love her? Did I try in every way to show her every day she's my only one? And if my time on last,
that you love, just what you're thinking of, if tomorrow never comes.
Well, that was Ronan Keating, If Tomorrow Never Comes. So, our time is 20 minutes past the hour of 12, and this is Mind Matter. And thanks for joining me, if you're just joining us now. And this is Eagle FM. So, your number one talk radio station. And we're talking about the power, the liberating power of forgiveness. We're looking at forgiveness as an important part of your mental health. So, now, when we talk about forgiveness, especially forgiving ourselves, now, especially forgiving ourselves, there are two reality, there are two real important concepts. I'll call them a concept. We need actually to understand. And this is a guilt and shame. Now, these are often intertwined, but they are distinct. They correlate, if you want, but they are totally different, okay? But distinct, let me do different, but distinct. Now, when we talk, let's start with guilt, okay? And so that you understand why do we bring it in here when it comes to forgiving ourselves? So there are two elements. When it comes to, there are two things, because forgiveness has to do to things we do and mobile things that we are. All right? Things that people do and things that people are. So, and this where guilt and shame coming in. Now, so let's start with guilt. Guilt arises when we have done something that goes against our sense of right and wrong. So when we have done something that actually goes against our, what we believe is right or wrong, in a sense of what is right or wrong, then we start to feel guilt. It's about our action. All right? Think, I did something wrong. All right? So I did something wrong. Now, on the other hand, shame, it's much deeper. Shame is much deeper. Shame arises when we feel that there is something fundamentally wrong with us. You know, shame is directed to us. It's directed to us in terms of that there is something fundamentally wrong with us. And it's about our identity. All right? I am. Somehow it's like I am something wrong. So guilt is I did something wrong. And and shame is I am something wrong. Okay? I want you to follow. So see the difference? So guilt is feeling about what we do or what have done, what we have done, and shame is feeling about who we are. So now how useful is this? Then you can look, guilt is, can be useful also. So guilt can be useful because now, I was listening on, I can't remember what the person said. I was listening actually on NBC. There was, I don't know whether it's, is it The Roots or Talk of the Nation? Not Talk of the Nation. What is the other one? Tutaleni or something? No, not Tutaleni. Let's speak. I can't remember. So I don't watch much of that. But someone mentioned something very, very interesting. And now, when I tell you that guilt can be useful, so you have to understand this emotion of shame and emotion of guilt. These are messages. These are messenger. All right? Now, if when I'm saying guilt can be useful, if there were no guilt, if you cannot feel guilt, would you be motivated actually to repair whatever happened? Would you apologize? For example, would you actually make a move to apologize? It is because of guilt, you know. It's kind of like a gift of grace that God given us for us to recognize the wrong and be able to move. These are kind of like emotions that help us. Remember what I was talking about earlier on, being trapped, a life energy being trapped that actually limit you. Okay? That limit your choices, that limit your beliefs, that limit your, you know, the things that we talked earlier. So now, guilt, it's like, you know, emotions that help you to move. We're looking at it as a negative, because and in psychology we're always looking that emotions are, they're neither good nor bad. It depends on your interpretation. So, and guilt is, so it's kind of that emotion when it comes to now forgiveness, that help us, that is very useful, because it can motivate repair. It can prompt an apology. You understand? Without that guilt, without that that sense of right and wrong, and it only comes when you feel guilty about something, when you think I did something wrong. If you didn't have that, you will not be able to move. You will not be able to you will not be motivated to look for reparation. You will not be motivated to go and ask for apology. So you understand? On the other hand, shame is dangerous, and I'm putting it dangerous not in terms of dangerous as the feeling is dangerous in itself. Because I'm saying here, when it comes to forgiveness, it's dangerous because it eats at your self-worth. You understand? It eats at your self-worth. It makes you hide. You know? It makes your healing harder. So you understand? When you are shameful of something, you're hiding. It makes you hide. It makes you feel that you are not good enough. You are shameful, and in the process, it makes your healing harder. And that's why I said shame is a bit dangerous. Okay? Now, so letting go of guilt is often about now, if we want now letting go of that guilt, it's about now acknowledging. Okay? Acknowledging what we did. Yes. How do we let go of that guilt? It's by acknowledging what you did. Okay? I did this and I'm sorry. And making amend of it. I'm making amend if possible. If you can be able to make amend of that, if it's possible, do that. And perhaps give an apology or trying to correct the wrong things that you have done. So, one thing very important here, guilt often is about acknowledging. All right? If you now want to let go of the guilt, is acknowledge what you did. So, and then, as I said, that acknowledgement is then, it make, you can then decide to make amends. Maybe you go and apologize to somebody, or maybe you go and change what you did, whatever the case may be, and then let go of the self-punishment, because guilt, it puts you in the position where you actually punish yourself, because you feel guilty, and you do certain things now to punish yourself in the way as if you're correcting. Now is as if you're correcting what you have done. Or what you need to do, acknowledge what you did. Make amend if you can. Apology or correct whatever you did. So rather than actually punishing yourself. And let go of the self-punishment. So it's about, if you understand this, it's about releasing the desire. Because you want to punish yourself. It's about releasing that desire to harm ourselves mentally and emotionally for the mistake. You understand? So it's releasing that desire of wanting now to harm ourselves mentally and emotionally because of the mistakes. It is recognizing. Remember, it's acknowledging. And now recognizing we made an error. Learn from it and move forward. don't dwell on it. Don't keep self-punishing. Don't keep punishing yourself because of the same mistake that you have made. Recognize it was an error that I have made, and learn from it and move forward. You see, that's why I said guilt is kind of like, you remember, it's an emotional that you look, you see now, when you're looking at a positive way, it's an emotion that helps us move. Because if there were no guilt, if you are not guilt, you wouldn't apologize, you wouldn't make amend. But we're looking at it, and that's why I said guilt can be useful. Now, letting go of shame, it's a more profound process. It's a more profound process. It involves becoming reconciled with ourselves. Okay? Let's see what we have on my doors. Mind Meta, good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Mr. Mike. How are you?
I'm fine, and yourself?
It's okay. Actually, I just wanted to know between grudges and forgive.
Between?
Grudges and forgive.
Or grudges and forgive.
Mm.
Okay, what is your question? What is it that you want to know?
Yeah, the difference.
The difference?
Yes.
Okay, no, grudges is the feeling you hold for whatever hurt you are experiencing. You know, you have, you carry this kind of emotion within you, and then that is actually supported by the meaning you attach to it. For example, why does he doing this to me? It's because maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe I'm not, whatever the reason you have. So those are the grudges. The grudges you have, it's the heavy emotions that you have that you support with the kind of reasons that make it more intense in yourself. Okay, to feel that way, to hate that person, to be bitter, to be whatever the case may be. So forgiveness then is actually the process within yourself where you decide, this emotion I'm going through, it's really not helping me, because I'm always have sleepless nights. I'm always when I see this person, or I feel hatred, and this doesn't serve me. So I can go through a process within myself now to say, I don't want to go through that again. So I have to find a way. Either I decided that I'm going to work on myself so that I don't feel that way anymore, or I have to change the way I have to think about the situation. So to say, look, maybe when they did that, it was their own problem. They were going through some issues. So that will help me now to change a perspective about the situation. And in the way that make me feel, it reduces the intensity of how I feel about that person or about that circumstances. And over time, I may come to a point where it doesn't bother me, where it doesn't have impact on me. So, and that's the difference I can give you at this point in time.
Okay.
Mm.
Do we really, as human beings, do we really need to forgive to someone that done something?
So,
but,
yeah.
You were saying?
No, go on. Finish the question.
Do we really need to forgive to someone that done something in the past to us?
So now,
or do we need to forget about it, then you move on?
Okay. At the beginning of the show, I decided that forgiveness is not about forgetting. It's not also about condoning what the other person have done to us. It's also not about reconciliation. That's not about it. It's also not about, what was the other word that I used? So it's not actually excusing also what they have done. So that's not what forgiveness is about. Forgiveness is about, because when we, how does, forgiveness is about that what they have done have no emotional or psychological or physical impact on my life. And therefore, I have to do an internal process to be okay with what they have done in the way that it doesn't have impact on my lives. You understand? I don't need to go to them and say, okay, I have forgiven you, but, you know, because it does, I don't have to forget what they have done, but I'm okay within myself, with what they have done, that it doesn't impact me. It doesn't influence my choice. It doesn't influence my behavior. It doesn't influence my emotions. So because the pain of what they have done, I carry them in me. Let's give you an example. Let's say, for example, I swear to you now, you know, with your mom, okay? You know how hurtful that is. Now, I am gone. I'm at my house with my family, and we are having good party. I'm happy, you know. But you are here in your own house, fuming, angry, you know. How does that hurt me? You are angry at your home. You don't even sleep. You don't even eat. You keep thinking, why did she say this to me? But I'm at my place. I'm actually have a very good time. I'm happy and all this. How does your anger and your bitterness actually hurt me? In actually, it's hurting you. And forgiveness now, it's a process to actually help yourself, to be okay with yourself, even if you are not happy, even if you don't condone or agree with what or accept with what the person have done. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I almost get you.
Yeah, it's for you to be okay within yourself, you know, that you are not affected by the impact, by you're not impacted by what the person have done. Because you don't want to keep thinking of this. You go to bed every time you're thinking, why did he swallow me? And now you have this for the rest. Today you're thinking about it. Tomorrow you're thinking about it. And that may cause a higher blood pressure to you. But the person who have insulted you, they're still fine. But that causing high blood pressure for you now. It's causing you a sleepless night. So what we're talking, when we talk about forgiveness is, has to do with yourself. It doesn't have to do with the other person necessarily.
Yeah, actually, I must get you. But the problem of fear for forgive. Sometimes there's something that happened into your life. Every time that you saw that someone that had done that,
yeah,
you always keep on remembering it. And that's why, to me, what I used to do is only to distance myself from this.
But you are now, okay, I understand. Remembering is not bad, okay? Remembering is not bad. It's only when remembering had still the same impact on you. You understand? If remembering is still causing, it's still generating the same emotions of anger, of resentment, of whatever, if it does that, then it's a problematic to you. You understand? And this is what you need to work on. And this is what forgiveness is all about. Okay? So, when you now, one thing is that, yes, you move away from the environment. But the other thing is that, what if this person is in the same environment as you, where you have no chance of actually moving away from it? Let's say, for example, it's your wife. Let's say, for example, it's your child. It's your brother. You are in the same environment day in, day out. That means you're going through this suffering every day. So the whole forgiveness process is that you can be okay within yourself in terms of what happened, but not necessarily forgetting what the person have done, but not necessarily reconciling, but you are okay, you understand, emotionally and psychologically.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's not easy. Because once you come to the point to forgive someone, because he might repeat it again, then what are you going to do? And sometimes...
Okay, that's a good point you're making. And I want you to think this way, okay? Now, because you said if you forgive somebody, you may repeat it again. There you have no control. You have no control over what the other person is going to do. That you have to understand, that you have no control at all on what the other person. You may tell them, I have forgiven you, and still repeat the same thing. They don't repeat the same, they are repeating the same thing, not because you've forgiven them, it's just because it is in their nature of who they are. Do you understand that? They are who that person is, who normally would do that. You understand? So, that's your forgiveness is not directed to the other person. It's directed to what you're going through yourself. So, it's kind of like this. Okay, let me put it in simple way. It's kind of like, okay, how do I let this person actually enslave me? So how do I let this person enslave me? Because what they have done now to me have enslaved me. Slaved me, it control how I think, it control how I feel, it control how I do things. So I don't want that to, I don't want what they do to me to control my life in that way. And therefore, I have to go through a certain way, a certain process within myself, which we call now forgiveness, to say, well, I don't agree with what they have done, you know. I don't accept what they have done, but I don't let that control me. I don't let that influence me. So that's the process of forgiveness that we're talking about.
Yeah, it's not that to me, forgiving yeah. someone, or I don't think it's gonna work.
Yeah.
Because sometimes the person done something to you, it's almost even take on your life.
Yeah.
Something that very, very strong that you cannot even want to keep it in your mind. But for me to forgive is only to distance myself from such people, no matter okay. if my brother or my sister.
Okay. Let's look at also the strong part in your, the strong emotion in you. How does it come to have those strong emotion?
What's come to those emotion is something that it's already in human being. What you need is only to control it. And
how do you control that?
It's to distance myself from that someone that hate you.
Okay, that's one example. That's one thing that okay. That's one example that I don't want to see this person anymore because they remind me of what they have done to me. Now, I'm putting it to you now. Let's say, for example, you are in an environment where you cannot distance yourself. What would you do?
Give me an example.
You are in the same house.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
It's better, you know, it's only if it's happened like to my brother. I just greet him or him or him, then I move on. I don't have a time for him to discuss something or to sit.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you come to the point now where you just said, well, I'll just greet him. Okay. I'll just greet him. How do you come to that point? What process did you go to your mind to come to that point that I'll just greet him?
When I come to that point, to greet another person is not a problem. You need to find out if he's fine, then
yeah.
To talk to someone, greeting is not a problem.
Okay.
Yeah, you just greet him. Then once you come to stories, then you avoid it.
Okay, so
I can even remind him saying that. For me and you, because we have done this and you will know it when we're doing it, I won't let you to come distance to me anymore.
Okay. Yeah, no, I think there are certain decisions that, okay, there's certain decisions that we can make, which are also part of, or it's not just about forgiveness, but also physical things that we can do to change our situation. Yeah, that is acceptable to say, look, okay, I don't want to be in contact with this person anymore because of what they have done, because I may do something that I may regret. So that distancing is, there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's a good thing. The immediate action that you can take is that, okay, I distance myself from the person. Okay. But then when you distance yourself from the person, so, does that means the pain of what they have done is diminished?
It won't.
Exactly. Now that's the point. The pain of what they have done hasn't diminished within you. Now, let's say, for example, if they say, I have forgiven, if they come to you and they say, I'm sorry, would that diminish?
Yeah, it depend to the situation that he put me in. If he was his choice and he know what he was doing, I cannot accept his forgiveness. But if you really see that it was only mistake, then I can say, yeah, no, it's okay. We are human being and we are making mistake. And but it's just a choice that he make, that this one I'm gonna sell him out. No.
Okay, let's look at a few things. So, if the person comes to you and say, now you have the pain, let's see this. I want to just to understand. I want to make you understand something. So what you're saying is that if a person comes to me and tell me they are sorry, you know, my pain would depend on the person saying, I'm sorry to you. You understand? If they don't say they are sorry to you, the pain will continue. Okay.
No, I say it is depend to something that they done.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not that because they done something wrong, then I just accept it like that. No. If he done something by mistake.
Okay.
Yeah. Then when they are accept it. But if I knew it, that this one is just, it was the choice. He make it, he know what he was doing.
Yeah.
Do you want me to take it?
Yeah, no, exactly. That's what we are saying. I think we are saying actually the same thing, but we're just looking at a different way. So we said forgiveness is not accepting what the wrong thing the person have done. That's not what forgiveness is all about. So, but we're looking at that. Forgiveness is now knowing that this person have done something wrong, but I don't want to remain bitter. I don't want to remain, you know, angry. I don't want to remain, you know, this resentful. So what I do, I have to forgive inside. It's a process. I said earlier on that it's an internal process within myself to say what they have done is not okay. What they have done is not acceptable, but I can't carry on carrying this because it's hurting me. And therefore I go through a process where I forgive to keep my own peace. I don't have to go to him and say, I forgive you. I don't have to reconcile with him. But within me, like as you said, if I meet him, I will greet him. I will say hi, you know, but I may not go into conversation. But it's to be able to create peace for myself. Do you understand that aspect at least?
Yeah, no, I get you.
Okay.
I know. The topic is really...
Yeah. Yeah, it is a process. It is a process. It's not something I was talking about that, you know, it's not something that, you know, you wake up and then, hallelujah, I'm this. No. It is a process which is very difficult, and it requires you change the way you look at things. You actually change, and when you change the way you look at things, that may change the way you feel, and it's the only way maybe you can be able now to see to feel a little bit, you know, maybe I can talk to the person or whatever the case may be. So, yeah, it is a process. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Because to talk to someone again, you just make it worse. Yeah, it's nice to make a solution to yourself.
Yeah.
Especially if you keep staying with the people who betrayed you.
Yeah.
You just end up in deep problem. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people that, they are not even productive. They never even teach you anything.
Yeah.
But you just keep on them on your side. It's very dangerous.
Yeah.
To my side, I experienced that. That's why I distanced myself from many people. But when I saw it, I really saw that alone. I still changed, and now I'm happy. It means that some of these people, they were giving problems in my life.
Yeah. No, definitely. I think what you're doing is also okay to say, look, if the person doesn't want to change, one thing that I can do is distancing myself from this person, so to avoid this continuous this person continuing doing the same thing over and over. And then definitely I found myself, you know, in the same emotional, distressful position. So I think that's also a good thing to do. Okay. But what I want you now to understand is that, I don't want you to be, your life to be bitter, your life to be full of resentful, which can create your higher blood pressure for you. Now, this person is having fun wherever they are, but now you actually develop a higher blood pressure because of the resentful that you have. And this is where now we're working. I want you to work on yourself, to be okay with yourself in terms of what happened. Not to accepting what they have done, not condoning it, not whatever the case may be, but for yourself, you don't get yourself in health or mental or physical issues. Yeah.
It's okay. Let's call it a day. Thank you for your word of advisement.
Okay. No, thank you for coming through, man. And okay. Thank you for even, you know, giving your own personal experience. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, great. All right. That's what we're looking for. You know, do please come through. When we bring in our own personal experience and this is not 2 + 2, it's equal to 4. So 2 + 2 = 4. It's human being are complex people, you know. Human being are complex people. It's not as 2 + 2 = 4. There are nuances with human being, and sometimes, you know, as I said, but there are principles in terms of looking at this. That simple thing is that when we're talking about when the way we're looking at forgiveness is that, and I make that, that's why I started at the beginning telling what is forgiveness and what is not, and what the common misunderstanding in terms of when we feel that, so when I talked about that, it is not, you know, it's not about, it's not, it's, these are common misunderstanding. Not, it's not about pardoning somebody. It's not about condoning what they have done, or agree with what happened, or that what they have done is okay. That's not what forgiveness is all about. It's not about excusing an offense, you know. It's not about forgetting it. It's not about forgetting about it. You know, you can forgive someone and still remember what happened, you know. So, and it's not necessary about reconciliations. Okay, so those are some of the things that I can remember mentioning from the very beginning. So, but what we're saying is that it is, you know, it is a personal choice about how we choose to process what happened. Okay? How do I choose to process what happened so that these heavy feelings I have, this heavy thought of resentment or bitterness or anger or the persistence need of vengeance and retribution, it doesn't have impact on me because I am the one person suffering here. It's like, you know, I'm drinking the poison, hoping that the person who have done this to me will actually die from the poison, but I'm the one who drinking the poison. So that's basically what it is. Yeah. So let me avoid drinking the poison, so that I'm okay, even if, you know, I don't accept what the person actually have done to me. All right. So I hope that helped a little bit. All right. Good morning or good day, midday, good day. I don't know what time is now. I mean, what this time do we say still good morning or do we say good day or good afternoon? So, well, when you deal with technologies, sometimes it can absolutely. disappoint you. Yeah, I just don't know what happened to my computer. Computer just went off. and I'm talking about now the main computer that give the transmission. Yeah, so, well, and that brings me actually to the end of the show, at the end of the show. It is important. We're talking about, I was talking about shame and guilt. So, and it's important to recognize that guilt and shame can be very powerful. They can be very powerful tool to use, can be also powerful to use by others. Sometime or someone might try to manipulate or control your behavior by instilling guilt or shame in you, you know, uses the things that you may be. Let's say, for example, you talk about something that you are uncomfortable about, and they uses that, or things that you say you have done, and they uses that you constantly to make you feel guilty. And I just want you to be also aware that, however, it's also true that guilt and shame, when they function in a healthy way, are not always bad. Okay? They can provide a reasonable limit on our behavior, helping us now to fit into the social norms and treat others with respect. It's because of that we can be able to apologize. We can be able to move, you know, to move from what we feel, you know. We can make to grow. Actually, that's the word I'm looking for. That we can be able to grow. So the key is when they become, and the key here is that when they become overwhelming and deliberating and preventing us from moving forward, then that's the key. So, but yeah, at this point in time, that brings us more or less to our show today. And I didn't like the way that actually ended, because everything just came to a standstill. And then I just have to try and see how this goes. But anyway, thanks for joining us this morning. And for those who have actually took part on the show as well, and thanks for coming through and share your experience. We haven't finished, because we still have actually some other part that we're going to continue next week. Does God forgive me? Okay. Maybe there's something that we're going to look at. The other things that we're looking at is false forgiveness that we're going to look at as a common trap that many people actually fall into it. And also the revenge, which is actually the poison of being. We're going to look at the poison of being vengeful. And then, and also reconciliation versus forgiveness is something that we didn't look at. Those are very important aspects. And then, probably we end up with the benefits of forgiveness, looking at what are the benefits of forgiveness in the end. So there are still a couple of things that we can talk next week when it's come to forgiveness. And thank you for joining me today on Mind Matters. And I'm Michael Chevelli. Until next time, take care. Take care of our minds. And remember the power that lies within you. So from me, enjoy your weekend, and goodbye for now.